They are the stairs that the dignitaries use, the mayors and the mayoresses, and the international guests, the brides and grooms and excited partiers. They're grand, and they sweep, and they sit, poised stoically, as if they're expecting Cinderella to lose a slipper on them, or Eliza Doolittle was to make her grand entrance down them. But for me, they're my rest stop, as I mumble as audibly but as hushed as I can into a yellow fluffy microphone cover, trying to convey to the whole of East Lancashire all the things that I can see. What can I see? Bustle of the council workers, technicians busily grasping at cables and sockets. People, so many people of the town, all gathered shoulder to shoulder in hats and scarves and boots, huddled for warmth. Celebrities chatting like they've known each other for years with, "Do you know?" and "Have you ever met?" They don't, and they haven't, but they pretend that they do and they have. And above me, on the roof, high above the town, eye to eye with mill chimney stacks and the moors on the horizon, a solitary figure with a button. That button. I take the stage and the buzz and anticipation envelops me. I garble something generic about the weather and nobody seems surprised. It's November, of course it's cold. And they don't care anyway. They're just here for the spectacle. After 10, 9, everyone on stage is gathered around the button that isn't plugged into anything, but we all tell ourselves that it definitely is. 8, 7, a thumb from the ground is raised and a thumb from the roof is returned. 6, the people at home or in their cars can feel it too, and they're not even here. 5, 4, 3, 2, plunge the button on stage. They always do it too early. 1. It's Christmas time in Accrington, and for that moment, that one moment, when the skies light up, we are together in joy. And I smile.